SEC's authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions to praise the nation's top financial regulator was finally looking at the issue. The Michigan Supreme Court has denied a final appeal filed by former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar, who is serving a lengthy prison sentence for sexual assault. More from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Nassar challenged his sentence based on the conduct of the judge at his sentence. Among other things, she called him a monster and that his decades-long prison term was a death warrant. The state Supreme Court order said there were concerns over her conduct, but the appeal was an academic exercise since the sentence fit within the terms of his plea agreement. The court said it would be a waste of judicial resources and a needless additional trauma to the survivors of Nassar's abuse. The former doctor pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting gymnasts and other athletes under the guise of medical treatment. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.
A milestone birthday this weekend for Paul McCartney, who celebrated last night by giving a New Jersey crowd 28 songs in a nearly three-hour non-stop set. Among those stopping by, Bruce Springsteen, who sang Glory Days with a pop icon, and rocker Bon Jovi. McCartney's resting up after completing a short American tour. The former Beatle turns 80 this weekend. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Procter & Gamble, maker of Metamucil, a fiber supplement containing psyllium, a plant-based fiber for trapping and removing waste in the digestive system, designed to be taken every day. More at Metamucil.com.